another thing that people have taken as a given that seems to be, that could possibly be a complete fabrication. It might be another offshoot of this Mason's plan to just siphon off a bunch of money from the space program, but also siphon a bunch of money from the nuclear weapons program. Because it seems like, and this was only brought to my attention through you and your post about it and the footage that you've shown, it seems like at least the test footage that we've seen of a lot of nuclear weapons from back in the day when they're telling our parents to duck and cover under their school desk to protect them from a nuclear blast, and you got the air raid sirens going off. Obviously, our entire culture was completely paralyzed by the idea of nuclear weapons. But when you're looking at the test footage, given back then it might not have looked fake. You know, back then they actually thought King Kong looked real in the movie, or Jaws looked real in the movie, but now we can see it's clearly fake. When you look back at that footage, it's oftentimes, it looks like the scale of, say, a subdivision where you're in an empty lot across the street aiming a camera at a farmhouse on the other side of the street, a lot over, and then the blast hits and the farmhouse just gets destroyed. The house just gets ripped apart. But what happened to the camera? You know, who's filming that? The camera is only a couple hundred feet away from that. And in some videos, man, this is the most compelling, is the blast comes from behind the camera. What the hell is that? The blast comes from behind the camera and the house gets blown away out into the background of the shot. And you're like, what kind of camera in that day and age could survive that blast, but an entire building can't? I mean, it seems way out there. You've changed my mind on a little of this. You dipped my needle further into the fringe for sure.
Yeah. So it's just another way to get us scared into giving them more money. So we're giving them hundreds of billions of dollars in this space race that America and Russia were doing. And they also did the Cold War. So they scared us into this nuclear scare and then stole a bunch more money to build fake nuclear weapons. And so, yeah, the nuclear weapons don't exist as such. The tests that you've seen, the very early ones like you were talking about, are clearly fake, just done on models. Some of the later tests were done using stacked dynamite. You just get a shitload of dynamite and blow it all up, and it makes the mushroom cloud, does the whole thing. And what they'd do is they'd tell one team that, you know, they'd have a bunch of people 20 miles away, say, army guys watching, doing the test. And then you've got, over on one island, these people stacking dynamite, saying that we're doing this for comparative purposes, and the real nuke's going to be over on that island. Meanwhile, they got another team over on that island stacking dynamite for comparative purposes, and the real nuke's going to be on the other island. So they even have military men stacking dynamite that they know is being used for these supposed nuclear explosions, but they believe that they've seen a real nuke, even though they tell them to cover your eyes and put your head in your laps as it happens. They don't see anything until the smoke clears afterwards. But yeah, a lot of military men will swear, you know, up and down that nukes must exist because they were there at some of those tests, and it's just dynamite. They do a beneath water by stacking dynamite in submarines, and you can do it up in the air as well. The Hiroshima and Nagasaki nukes, you can see that they're clearly two superimposed explosions, one on top of each other. There's two smoke plumes made to look like they're one. I actually used this technique several times. If you look at this nuke footage, there's if you go to my website, Nuclear Weapons Do Not Exist, you'll see these three documentaries that expose the thing completely. And so not only do so for instance, in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, what happened is that they were firebombed. So the cities were leveled just like Tokyo was firebombed, and the damage is comparable. But they claim that it all happened from one blast. But this is clearly not true, because flowers and plants started growing within a month, and they say nuclear radiation would exist for hundreds, thousands of years and would cause birth defects and everything. But nowadays, Hiroshima's a bustling city. Everyone's living there. Everything's growing there. Radiation's not a problem. There is some radiation after any explosion, so you would be able to go there with a Geiger counter and get some radiation, especially right afterwards, but it dies down quite quickly. And nuclear power, one of the most prominent nuclear physicists in America, he's dead now, Galen Windsor. He was involved in setting up most of the nuclear power plants in America. And he went all over America for years giving this lecture about how nuclear power is just the most expensive and effective way to boil water, and they're essentially steam plants, and that's all it is. The nuclear component that supposedly causes all this radioactive waste that needs to be, hazmat dealt with, and they drill holes into bedrock and put the nuclear waste deep under the earth, and they've got all these crazy regulations. He says, when we were first working with nuclear material, uranium, plutonium, we held it in our hands, and if some of it got hot, we'd throw it in the water, and that was it. No problem. He said, I would bathe, I would swim in the pool there that we would throw the radiated metals into. No problem. People thought he was crazy. He started drinking a glass of water from it every day. No problems. And then in his lecture, he started eating radioactive waste. So you can see on YouTube, type in Galen Windsor, and he'll take out a Geiger counter, show you some radioactive material. He'll take it out of a tube, and they'll say, "Ah, I've just caused an EPA. You know, if the EPA was in here, we'd have to clear out this whole area for half a mile, and people would have to come in with hazmat suits." Blah blah. And then he puts it back in the tube, and there's some left over on his hand. So then he licks his hand, shows the waste on his tongue, swallows it, and says, "I've been doing this for years." And so the idea is just another fear campaign. And that's why they get the military involved in all these nuclear power plants and the nuclear weapons. It's to siphon off money, keep us afraid, and keep us playing off one another. Everybody thinks that, you know, Russia and America are enemies, and that the Cold War is real and the space race is real, but it's all just, you know, they're all like WWE. It's like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. You know, they're all paid by Vince McMahon. They all go out to eat together. If you're high up in politics anywhere, for sure you're part of this brotherhood that controls everything. There's no independent man at the head of any state.
Do nuclear bombs exist? Your immediate answer is yes. But how do you know? During the mid-20th century, television and movie watchers were bombarded with imagery of what was purported to be atomic test footage. But what were they really watching? They couldn't rewind a videotape or rescan through a video on their computer. So what option did they have but to accept these images at their face value? Now we have opportunity to scrutinize these images to see if they hold up to analysis. Take a look at these trees. Now what was that? And who turned the camera? They're in awfully straight lines, aren't they? Now this must be a different blast because it's coming from a different direction. Wait, now they've put it back. But those are the same trees we saw in the first clip, aren't they? And now this. First they showed us these trees that they panned left on. Then they show us these trees that look like they should be next to a model train. Notice how straight the rows are. It looks artificial to me. Then they show us these trees again. Where's the forward camera? And then back to these trees again. And then they show us what looks to be a real forest that's been chopped down or torn down. Now take a look at this. It's footage of the first H-bomb test called Ivy Mike. Watch how it changes. That's a composite. Then it morphs into this. It looks like a completely separate explosion. Now take a look at the frame before the explosion, and then the one after. These frames were cut together. Why? Then this frame was cut to this, which looks like the sun to me. It looks like they're zooming in on the sun. Maybe a composite because the clouds aren't moving. Then they introduce some sort of liquid. It looks like a laboratory concoction in composite with the sun. Next is Operation Dominic Fireballs in the Yukon. What does that look like to you? Watch it again. It's the sun. Now here's Operation Greenhouse. These guys are getting all ready to see what looks to be the sun again. The sun seems to start to expand. Maybe it's being zoomed in on. What about Hiroshima? Is that Hiroshima? Is that Hiroshima? That looks like Hiroshima, but it looks like it's been carpet bombed. Check out this image of Rotterdam. Was that a nuclear bomb? Now compare it to this image of Hiroshima. Actually, this isn't Hiroshima, it's Tokyo after firebombing in 1945. If you accept that FDR might have had foreknowledge of the bombing at Pearl Harbor, maybe you might want to leave room for the possibility that his propaganda machine might have created the myth of atomic bombs. There is no question that the powers that be have ballistics with tremendous explosive capacity. But this shot, for example, could easily be high-volume dynamite. And what are we looking at here? Take a look at this house again. Whatever was strong enough to blow it to smithereens wasn't strong enough to even shake the camera. And look how high up the camera position is. Are we looking at another model? Now look at this bus and this car. Whatever's blowing them up is not moving the camera. And this building seems to blow up from the inside. Everything gets blown every which way except for the camera. Except look in this shot, it seems to tilt up a little bit. Now this is one of my favorites. Watch the two guys behind the glass. Who's filming them? Isn't he being exposed to all that rocket fuel? Anyways, I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. If you're hell-bent on believing that they can blow up the world at the push of a button, then go ahead. But next time you hear a politician justifying the invasion of a country based on the fact that they supposedly have weapons of mass destruction, realize that they're not only lying about the other country supposedly possessing weapons of mass destruction, they also may be lying about the very existence of weapons of mass destruction.